Trespassing Hunters, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. A couple of weeks ago, we did a story on Idaho's House Agricultural Affairs Committee, which overwhelmingly voted to support a trespass bill, and this issue is not limited to Idaho, it's a national concern. At any rate, the committee voted 14-1 in support of strengthening Idaho's outdated trespass statutes. Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam had this to say.
Our farmers have been experiencing all kinds of vandalism through the years. They'll call the sheriff, and it's not even worth the sheriff's time to come out to their house because a trespass fine is like $50.
Now, from the Idaho Statesman, quote, ominous words from the Idaho Attorney General's office on two pending pieces of legislation. The overlap between the proposed bills would likely increase the risk of serious injury or death to otherwise innocent trespassers. Both bills are attempting to update and clarify two confusing and yet critically important laws. One governs the use of deadly force in self-defense, and the other governs private property rights. Groups representing law enforcement, attorneys, hunters, fishermen, and public access are deeply opposed. Sportsmen fear it contains too many incentives for landowners to sue. This issue is a national concern and puts landowners and hunters directly in one another's crosshairs. That said, most hunters I've known in my life are very responsible and honor private property rights. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.